Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Inman Ebel is here, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorite people on the planet. Beverly is the founder and the CEO of Talk, Listen, Communicate, author of a number of books, including Success is a Decision of the Mind and Communication Strategies That Work. And talk is not cheap, et cetera, et cetera. You're starting to get the picture. She's a communication expert, Beverly Inman Ebel. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's always fun and to as talk I've, to you on the radio.
And as I like to say a lot, all the time, folks, that red hair is not for nothing. Beverly, so what do we need to know about putting our best foot forward these days?
Well, think of a Boy Scout as the mother of an Eagle Scout. The Boy Scout says, you know, always be prepared, right?
Right, right.
But let's face it, life happens, and sometimes we're not prepared. So I'd like to talk today about what do we do communication-wise when we are in a situation, whether it's a sales meeting, an office meeting, whatever, that we're not prepared. Either it slipped under the radar.
Ooh.
What do we do?
So you're talking about my nightmare.
Everyone's nightmare.
No, I'm serious. I only have one nightmare now. And it's, I was supposed to be somewhere, and it was, I mean, like to give a speech, or people have come, and I'm supposed to be there to talk to them or whatever, and I don't get there. Or I'm supposed to be conducting a meeting, and I show up and realize I made no preparation. That is literally, and I mean this sincerely, that is a nightmare I have. I don't do it. I don't do it because I'm so anal about suspenders, about showing up and being ready. But I'm just saying that it's just my worst fear.
Right.
I'm not afraid of spiders or snakes or mother-in-laws, but I am worried about that.
Well, we all have our fears that manifest themselves or notify us, dreams. But I think everybody has had an occasion where at least you weren't prepared as you wanted to be. Maybe even you thought you were prepared, and then someone asked a question, and you realize, oh my gosh, I'm not prepared
for
this part of it. So I'd like to go through some steps of what you do when you realize you are not prepared.
Okay.
If you realize it on the way to the meeting, whether you're driving or walking down the hall, you very quickly want to bring something to the surface of your mind that you can talk about. So I encourage people to command their brain to find the information because so much information is inside of us.
Right.
We have to pull it from this area, that area. And so a command is a one-word verb, like think, or plan, or organize. Because if I tell myself to think, okay, all right, it's thinking now, and I'm like, okay, organize these thoughts. You will be amazed how thoughts will come down. Now, it's going to be most helpful if you can jot them down. You can jot them down on your phone, as you're walking. Certainly, if you're driving, do not do that. But jot it down if you can so you don't have the fear of, I'm not prepared, and, ooh, I had a great idea, but I forgot what it was.
Well, yeah, and that's a good point, because how many times have I had this magnificent, unbelievable, Nobel Prize-winning idea, and I wouldn't write it down, and I'd say, I won't forget that, but sure enough, I forgot it, and it's gone forever now. I don't even know what it was now. Seems to be happening more frequently, Beverly.
No. I was going to say that, but I decided not to. Some of our thoughts are on certain brain wave frequencies, and so we almost have to return to a similar condition to maybe remember, you know, what that thought was. But certainly know this. The information is inside your head. Mm-hmm. If you saw it, read it, experienced, thought it, it is stored in there. And a strong command, a one-word command, think, remember, is another good command word. It is, you know, that's what you want to do to pull it out. Another thing to do, if it's so spontaneous, let's say you're at a meeting and someone says, well, you know, Jim here is able to tell us about blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And you don't even hear what they say because your mind goes into panic.
They probably actually said blah, blah, blah. Go ahead.
And so, you know, what do you do then? And in those situations, when you don't have the luxury, it's gone from 3 minutes to you've got 3 seconds before you start talking.
This has actually happened to me before.
Oh, yeah.
I show up at my Rotary Club. I go walking in. I think I'm going to have a nice meal and enjoy my friends and hear a good program. I've already read the email who's going to show up to give the program, right? So I show up. I walk in fat, dumb, and happy, you know, and get my food and sit down. And I'm putting first bite in my mouth. And the president comes over and says, Jim, our program had a last-minute emergency. It isn't going to be here. You're our program.
Yeah.
Enjoy your meal.
You're right. In those situations, my first recommendation is ask them to box your meal and you'll eat afterwards.
Right.
Because if you try to eat...
Oh, you can't eat.
One of the things our body does under stress is some of our systems shut down and aren't needed. And one of the first ones that shuts down is digestion.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you eat is just going to be sitting there in your stomach. It's
right.
Not going to be
being digested. Plus, the more you eat, the more, if your digestion system works... the more you eat, the more it pulls blood from your brain, and so that doesn't help either.
True, yeah. Because the blood leaves the brain and goes mm-hmm. down to the digestive.
Yep.
So there's many
yep.
reasons not to eat if this moment of spontaneity is placed upon you.
Right.
But if that happens, okay, one of the best things to do is ask a very open question. A question mm-hmm. that starts with what or how, not... A verb is, will, not even when, where, or who, because mm-hmm. those are very closed-ended questions. It can be a why question as well, because mm-hmm. those are very open.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a better way to say why than why, and that would mm-hmm. be what are the reasons, which is mm-hmm. a what question. So basically ask a what or how question.
Hold on to that thought, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming up on a break. We'll be right back. Beverly Imanibal, she's going to continue to help us put our best foot forward when we didn't know we were going to have to.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.